listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast. A podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing. Educating. Empowering. Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, break free from the salesy and stereotypical mold that clients sometimes associate with insurance agents. Learn how to switch up your approach and transform your sales success. The Advisor Approach, Cross-Selling by Fact-Finding, written by Sarah Ruppel. Let's face it, your clients don't want to feel like they're being sold to. And that's the tricky thing about any sales, the balance between trying to make a sale while not coming across as overly salesy. Most of us have an image that comes to mind when we think sales, and it quite often happens to include someone in a checkered suit pressuring us to buy something. We want to trade in that concept and instead come across to our clients as a trusted advisor. The advisor strategy is a combination of asking the right questions and remaining focused on your client's needs. Not only does this approach increase your value as an agent, it also opens doors for new cross-selling opportunities. Here's another way to think of taking on the advisory role. Few seniors meet with insurance agents because they want to buy something. What they really want is sound advice they can trust. They want to feel comfortable calling you with questions, and they look to you as the expert. Walk into that meeting with the mindset of an advisor, and your clients won't feel like they're being pressured to buy a thing. And then once your client looks to you as a trusted advisor, you'll find plenty of opportunities for additional sales. Never force the sale, though. Cross-selling can often be as simple as mentioning a product and coming back to it at a future appointment. Your focus should always be on building a good relationship with your client while fact-finding to discover their needs. Now, let's talk about how to implement this strategy. First, meet in person. It's always preferable to talk face-to-face, especially while you're still building a relationship. Further, meeting in person when a sale is not imminent goes a long way. Don't forget to stay in contact, too. Periodic newsletters are a great way to continually build those client relationships. Second, do your homework. Prepare a list of questions prior to meeting your client, and know what answers will open doors to what sales. Asking about their family history of cancer or heart disease could lead to the sale of a critical illness plan. Similarly, asking about concerns related to funeral costs could bring about a final expense plan sale. Third, listen attentively. To make a truly informed recommendation to your client, you need to know as many facts about them as possible. When your client is comfortable with you, they will be far more open about their feelings on key decisions and common concerns. As your client relationships grow, you'll find that those cross-selling opportunities will present themselves. Ask yourself what their main concerns are: expenses or debt left to family members if they pass, depleting savings should they be confined to a nursing home, or is it something else? Picking up on subtle cues will help you identify which products your client is most likely to be interested in. Fourth, focus on satisfying needs. Rather than laser focusing on the product you want to sell, steer the conversation around the relevant needs that product would satisfy. For example, so you want to make sure your family isn't left with unexpected costs when you pass away. If they received $10,000, do you think that would cover any funeral costs? It might seem like an insignificant distinction, but wording it this way frames the discussion around the benefit and also keeps that consultative tone of an advisor. Now, you might be wondering, what if I don't have the solution? That is when we suggest making a referral. You also might not be officially qualified to give the advice your client is seeking. Don't be tempted to offer it. Instead, reach out to local business partners. It's always wise to have a local financial advisor to whom you can refer clients to. Just do your research and make sure the company treats their clients properly. Be diligent with your referrals because the quality of their services will come back on you. And if you send enough business their way, chances are they will be more than happy to return the favor. Now that you have all the tools and strategies you need to act as an advisor, put these recommendations to the test. Focus on building a great relationship with your clients while fact-finding to discover their needs. Cross-selling success is simply the natural result. It's also a great way to grow your current book of business. We've mentioned cross-selling in a few other episodes of this podcast, and we will be linking to them in the notes for this episode. But that is not the only thing you will find there. In addition to podcast episodes, we have a short guide that covers cross-selling ancillary products with Medicare products. There's some great tips in there. And then we also have a night school segment all about cross-selling. Whether you're completely new to cross-selling or you've just picked up a new product for your portfolio, there are tips in all of these resources that are helpful. We hope you'll check them out and find the information that you're looking for. But if not, please reach out so we can get you those answers. Our contact info is also in the episode notes. Thanks so much for listening to this installment of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. We will see you next episode. The Agent Survival Guide podcast is a production of Ritter Insurance Marketing, an integrity company. This episode was written and produced by me, Sarah Ruppel. Script proofing by Tina Lamoureux. Podcast design by Urban Rivera. Artwork by Vivian Zhao. Follow along with our show wherever you like to listen. Rate and review our show on Apple or Spotify.